93.7, 106.3, The Dude. 8:13, it is the Port City Morning Show. I'm Linda Wild, and I am so excited to continue our Local Voices segment this morning. This is our chance to learn more about local businesses and to get to know the people that are behind them. So I would like to welcome into the studio this morning, Kat and Greg Marinich from Nothing Bundt Cakes. And good morning, you guys.
Hey, Linda.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
We're great.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks.
You guys look all bright and sunshiny this morning. I am so glad to have you in here because, as I mentioned earlier off mic, one of the best parts of my job is that I get to meet so many people. I get to see the faces that are behind the businesses in our area. And I know that you guys took the leap and decided to open your own business. And I think at some point or another, everybody kind of has that thought where they think, yes, I can do this. I can be my own boss. But it's a pretty big leap from thinking about it to actually doing it. So tell me, if you can, what it was that made you go ahead and take that leap.
Well,
we've always talked about doing our own thing, as you mentioned. And, why don't you tell that story, honey, about how we came across.
Okay. Well, first of all, I think we should say, we met here in Wilmington at UNCW. And Greg was commissioned into the Army when he graduated. So we started our adventure with the Army and took off for Germany for 3 years right away, far from home, and ended up loving the military. We moved all around the world. We've lived probably in 5-6 different countries, more overseas than actually in the States. So we've always been a team and loved being a part of our community. So we did know that when we got out of the Army that we wanted to do something in our community and something together.
Yeah, and we just happened to stumble across this franchise by way of a friend who rented a home from us in Memphis, Tennessee. We mm-hmm. became quite close, and she asked us, is Nothing Bundt Cakes in Wilmington? And we said no, and she said, well, I would highly recommend that you think about putting one there. And when we looked into it, the franchise was a perfect fit for us. The culture, the ethos, just everything about them, their standards. And we took to it right away, and
haven't looked back since.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
And I love that because you guys have come full circle. You started here,
yes.
You've done all these amazing things, had all these adventures, and you ended up right back here. And I love what you said about being a team because, you know, having had that military experience, you have to have that. You have
yes,
to stay
absolutely.
Tight. You have to stay close. And I know you mentioned you had wanted to always do something together.
Mm-hmm.
We
pictured ourselves like, you know, doing a coffee shop or a wine bar or something like that. And never imagined opening up a bakery, but like Greg said, the franchise was just, I mean, it just suited us to a T. They have what they really stand for is exactly what Greg and I stand for, and that's having a servant's heart, building genuine relationships with people, having a champion spirit, meaning, you know, you work hard until it's done, but you have fun while you're doing it, and we're having a blast, and we couldn't be happier.
Yeah, we've got a great team and a family.
Oh my
in the
gosh,
bakery.
Our team is amazing. We are like a family. We know each other. I mean, only being open 4 months, we already know all about each other and support each other in everything, you know, people are doing in their own private lives as well. We have tons of fun in there. So yeah.
They got to come check out the bakery.
Come in and you'll see how much fun we're having.
Absolutely. 1437 Military Cutoff, which I love because it is literally right across the street from us.
Yeah.
I love
dangerous.
That. I love that. We're going to take a really quick break. I cannot wait to come back and talk to you guys again. So just hold tight. We'll be back with our Local Voices segment, Kat and Greg Marinich from Nothing Bundt Cakes. Blake Shelton on 93.7, 106.3, The Dude. 8:30 Friday morning. It is the Port City Morning Show. I'm Linda Wild, and we are back with our Local Voices segment. I love this part because this is where I get to know people. I get to know the people and the families that are behind the local businesses. And in the studio with us is Kat and Greg Marinich, Nothing Bundt Cakes. You can find them on Facebook, Nothing Bundt, B-U-N-D-T. I always feel like I need to spell that right for people. You can also find them online. Their website is nothingbuntcakes.com. You just Google that. You put in Wilmington, you will find them right there. But I want to ask you guys, how long have you guys had this brand new shop? Because I've been there and it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks.
We have been open almost 4 months. In a week, it'll be 4 months, our 4 month birthday.
Wow.
Big anniversary now. You've got some cake for the anniversary.
That's
you're good.
Right. Oh, yeah. We got lots of cake.
Now, like I mentioned, I'd been in there. I know you guys have a lot of wonderful things going on, but you are not just an average bakery. What is the biggest misconception that people would have about your shop?
I guess that, yeah, like you just said, we are not just a bakery that, you know, has cake for sale. We do so much more than just bake cake. We have beautiful handcrafted designs that we put on the cake for absolutely any occasion you can think of. I mean, you name an occasion that you want to celebrate, then we can make a cake for it and make it look beautiful. It's the perfect gift. It's the perfect centerpiece. It serves as a centerpiece and a dessert. But probably even more than all of the really cool designs we have, and we have lots of little gifts in there as well. If you want to make it kind of your one-stop shop, you know, we have the birthday candles, the greeting cards, and coastal homeware, I would say, just nice little gifts that go along with a cake. But more importantly, I think we get to know every guest that comes in. We know about their life. We know what's going on in their life. I don't think any guest comes in and is there for less than, 5 to 10 minutes, because we have conversations with them. We hug them when they leave. We feel like, you know, they're part of our family by the time they leave, and they keep coming back, and they know all of the girls that work out front. Excuse me, they know them by name. We know them by name, and it's just so much fun.
It's a great atmosphere.
It's just a really really fun atmosphere, really fun. And everybody that comes in feels it. They'll come in and just kind of watch, you know, what's going on. We're all just chatting. It's almost kind of like a little party in the lobby.
It really
all
is.
Day long. It's like an all day long party. We're just chatting with people, and people come in and they say, "Oh my God, this place is like, it's so fun. I don't even want to leave." And well, it doesn't hurt that we have free samples out all day long every day. So some people do hang out for quite a while, and they just keep having samples. But we're so good with that. We actually say, "Come on, have some more." So it's just fun. It's not just a bakery, but our cakes are delicious to die for.
And I love what it says on the website, where it says lingering is encouraged.
Ah, there you go.
And I know that when I walked in, all the girls were coming up and talking to me, and they were so sweet, and they were like, "Here, try this." And it did. It was almost like I was walking into a family.
Right, right. It's like a home. It's
absolutely.
Like, yeah. And that's how we feel when someone comes in, just like if they were to come into my house. You know, yeah, we treat it like that. Yeah.
And I was checking out the website of all the amazing yumminess that you guys have up for sale. And I know that it could be perfect for any kind of occasion, if it's a baby shower or a wedding shower, maybe a birthday.
Yes.
And I know that you were telling me that you did a gender reveal cake.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Even the parents didn't know what it was.
Yeah, right. That was amazing.
That was a really fun day. And it was funny because it was our first one, our first gender reveal cake. And you have to go on our website to check out this design. It is so cute. So we have a pink and a blue bow on top of the cake, you know, covering the famous hole of the bundt cake. And so this little young couple came in, they had their ultrasound in their hand, and they said they were having a gender reveal party the next day. So could we do our gender reveal cake? So they handed it to us, and it was sealed. And we said, "So you don't even know what the baby is?" And they're like, "Nope." We're like, "Oh my gosh, this is going to be so fun."
That completely threw
me off. We went to the back, and we got the bakers and the frosters, and we said, "You're not going to believe it. We have our first gender reveal cake, and even they don't know what the baby is." So we took so much pride, and just it was such an honor almost. I know that sounds corny, but it really was. And we opened up the envelope, you know, because I won't even tell you what we do inside the hole of the bundt cake to let the parents know the gender. So anyway, we had a lot of fun, and we were very proud of that.
We made it incredibly special for them.
Yeah, it was.
And that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Because it is a pretty big deal
when you're
having an occasion, whether it's a gender reveal or a big birthday or a shower for something. And that's really the icing on the cake, so to speak. Not to sound like a really bad pun, but
it's true.
It's like that's a really important part, because that's like, you know, kind of the big presentation. And so to have something that beautiful come from a place that's as wonderful and family oriented as you guys, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're just happy to bring it here to Wilmington. And, you know, it was all about being in a happy business. It makes people happy.
Yep.
And so we wanted to have fun and work hard. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I'm proud to be a part of this with my wife, Kat. And
you two are adorable. I just had to tell you.
But it's nice to know that we own the newest and coolest bakery in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you got to go check
Definitely.
It out.
Come see us.
Absolutely. To go check them out. 1437 Military Cutoff Road. They're right across the street from us, which I love. Very convenient. Again, find them on Facebook, Nothing Bundt Cakes, B-U-N-D-T, or online at nothingbundtcakes.com. Just put in Wilmington and you will find them. Kat, Greg, I thank you guys so much for coming in.
Oh, Linda, you're awesome.
So
thanks.
Much.
And
it's been a blast.
We wish you the absolute best. And by the way, we have a nice story up on them as well. You can always find it at portcitydaily.com.